Hey everybody, what's good? It's your boy, Dr. G, the Love Motivator. Man, I'm excited to be bringing this podcast to you. The funny thing is, when I started this journey in 2009, the mission to teach people about love and to show them the love principle, I understood that it's going to be a challenge because the world that we live in today is crazy. So I decided that, I'm going to do this podcast. And I was like sitting there, what next platform can I touch more people on? And I was looking at the royal wedding, and this bishop, whatever he is. And I'm thinking how he's talking about love and the power of love and what you can do. And I was here thinking to myself that every human being needs to understand the power of love. So this podcast today, I want to get you guys in a mindset where I want you to take it to a place without, anything but creation. Like, I'm talking anything but, the sea, the sand, the beach, I want you to think about the ocean. I want you to think about the sky, the sun, the stars, the moon. I want you to think about all these things that you have no power in. Like, these things were created for you to appreciate. The mountains, the valleys. You see, I grew up in Montserrat. And in Montserrat, it's like, it's so beautiful. It's like a paradise. It's almost like heaven. I know heaven's going to be a better place, but it's my taste of heaven and earth. Because I live in London now, and I'm like thinking to myself, how is it people so disconnected from creation? You see, once you get to a place where you understand that creation is there for us to appreciate and to connect to our creating self. And once we start connecting ourselves to our creating self, we get to a position where we have to appreciate who we are and in the moment of that creation. I love looking at the stars like at night. You get to see them at night and they come out like they're just twinkling, But I'm going to tell you this, like, for real. If you start appreciating creation, if you start thinking about creation, you would realize there's a connection from your heart to creation that will put you closer to the I am. It will put you closer to the I am that I believe that every human being was born to be amazing. Every human being was a creative masterpiece. So guys, thank you for tapping into my first podcast. Please subscribe. And tell your friends about this. If you like it, stay tuned. Many say that life is hard. Many say I will not make it. Many say success is not possible. And I understand when you're coming from a broken home, or when you're a college dropout, or when you can't even type, spell, read, or write at the age of 25, like me. Many say, I will never love again. Many say, I wouldn't be able to find somebody to love me the way I really want to be loved, or I wouldn't be able to have a relationship that I dream of. I want to tell you that it's not what you say, but it's what you do. I changed my whole life. I changed my whole life because I made a decision that I was not going to speak anymore. And I was going to do everything that's possible to make my dreams become a reality. Now I'm a published author of 3 books, CEO and founder of my own company, and I'm helping people to change their lives every single day. What are you speaking over your life? What are some of the things you're saying to yourself that you're wondering to yourself that you want to change? I want to tell you that your words are power. Your words is power. Your words can change your life. And there are many times that we say things over our life and
we speak words that we don't even realize that is making an influence on where we are. So I want you to think about what you're saying. Like, seriously. I know you were beaten to learn in the classroom just like I did. Or maybe you're in an abusive relationship and you're frustrated and you want to get out. Stop speaking about it and take action. Because you are valuable. You are priceless. You are God's masterpiece. And you deserve better. You can do better. But the problem is you're speaking too much. Action, I know you heard this before, speaks louder than words. And it's in your action that they will define you or get you to the level of success that you require based on what you do. And some of you don't know what to do, so I'm going to give you the first step. The first step is writing it down. After you think it, you dreamed it, you believed it, you think about it, you must write it down. And when you write it down, I want you to put a date on it that you will execute it and you will not stop until it's done. And that's how winners win. That's how winners become successful. That's how they become champions, because they set a target, stick to it, and they execute. So yeah, words are powerful. But the most powerful thing that you can ever do is to take action. I want to challenge you today. I want to wake you up. I want you to recognize that your life is valuable. Most of all, whatever your dreams that come into your spirit, whatever words you speak over your life, they bring things into your life that you maybe don't think that would ever happen. But the truth of it, I believe with all my heart that words are powerful. So promise me that you will do me one thing. After you listen to this podcast, after you listen to this word, you're going to be the masterpiece that God created you to be. And that means you're going to do what he commanded you to do. He commanded you to be royal, to be peculiar, to be special, to do the things that you dream of, to take action, to work hard, to never give up, to never give in, to push past your pain, to get to your greatness, to where you want to be in life, to live the life of a masterpiece. I know you were born to win, and I want you to believe that you were born to win. So if you can just say it with me, I will. Come on. You gotta say this until you believe it. I will. No. Listen to me very carefully. Say, I will. I will make my dreams become a reality. I will do everything I got to do to make it happen. And I will not give up until I get it to my dreams. Success is yours. Today's your day of greatness. Today's your day to win. I love you guys, man. I'm out. What do you want your life to look like? Have you actually take time to imagine what your life would be like if you woke up every single day and went after your dreams? Like, I know a lot of people sometimes don't really understand that for you to be who you want to be, it's going to take some grit. It's going to take some hard work. It's going to take some grind. It's going to take some sacrifice. So I ask you again, what do you want your life to look like? You see, some of you never even took time to focus on you. You ain't took time to put yourself in a position where you're taking care of your health. You know, I remember, you know, the first time I made a decision that I was going to take care of my body. I was going to hit the gym. I was going to focus on me. You see, a lot of people call me crazy. Some people even call me selfish. But you see, when you get to that point where you understand that everything that you desire is in the investment that you are willing to do for yourself, is the moment that you recognize that everything is in your hands. You see, none of you that are going through something and you are working on your dreams, you are working on your goals, and you get to that point where you're unable to see what your life should look like and to be like, then you know you're coming to a point where you need to start to hit the reset button. And some of you are scared to hit the reset button because you're thinking to yourself, I've invested too much, or I've worked too hard, I've come to this point. You see, but when you hit the reset button, it gives you that space. It gives you that mindset that says, look, I will renew. Come on. I will renew my mindset daily to get to a position where I'm able to have and to be all I need to be. You see, many of us are scared of dreams, but dreams are what drives the world. You see, Martin Luther King said, I have a dream, and that has changed the world. That has helped to shape the society that we live in. And this is what makes us who we are, our dreams. See, some of you have an imagination that you don't use. You see, your imagination creates the space for you to be able to see what you can have. So if you can see it, then you can have it. But you first have to imagine it. So I ask you again, what do you want your life to look like? You see, when you start thinking about what you want it to look like, you are able to see the legacy or the impact that you're willing to leave behind. I need you to wake up every single day and say, look, I want my life to look like a powerful impact in this world. I want my life to be one that people can look to me and say, it's because of you I changed my life. I want my life to look like one that's amazing, one that's powerful beyond measure. But you see, when the moment you start speaking these things over your life, then you've got to take massive action to do the things that is required to paint the picture that others will see that I've done it. And it all starts with you starting to dream. You see, dreams, I believe, is God's whisper to humanity, telling us there's something we need to do or something we need to change. You see, I believe dreams is what fuels our future. And the moment that you are willing to wake up every single day and say, look, I'm going to go after my dream, I'm going to make my dream become a reality, I'm going to do whatever it takes, I'm going to give blood, sweat, and tears, I'm going to grind daily. Listen to me very carefully. I'm not just any motivational speaker. I understand this is my calling. This is my destiny. I was created for this. And this is why every single day I push. Every single day I work. Every single day I sacrifice. Every single day I dedicate. Every single day I immerse myself into my craft because I understand there's somebody out there that's depending on me. I got a community of people that's waking up every single day that they need to hear my voice. So this is why I understood that the picture I painted for myself is one I believe. So what do you want your life to look like? You see, imagine you had all your dreams. How much people's life would be affected? How much people's lives would be in a position where they could say, look, I'm thank God because Dr. G did it. You see, I got my wife depending on me. I got my two kids depending on me. I understand that I need to push to make an impact. I'm the first doing what I do. So I'm a trendsetter. I'm a trendsetter in my family. And ain't nobody in my family that ever published any books. I understand. And this is what I imagine my life to look like. I imagine my life to be one of a vessel, able to pull people out every single day. So I want to ask you a question. Some people ask me, why do I speak so passionate? Why do I do what I do? I understand this is my life. I'm putting it out there to save another life. Because if I can do it, anybody can. I want you to believe these words when I tell you. I'm a college dropout. That's me. Beaten to learn in the classroom. That's me. Some teachers said my head was too hard to learn. Some said I would amount to anything. That's me. But I believed in myself and I understood that I had something inside of me that can change the world. So I ask you again, what do you want your life to look like? And if you can paint a picture that you desire, I want you to know that every single day you just gotta wake up and go after it. You gotta wake up and grind. You just gotta wake up and say, look, I will push. I will work. I will do whatever it takes to succeed. And if I fail, just know that you're one step closer to your dreams. It's your boy, Dr. G, the Love Motivator, saying, listen, let love be the reason why you wake up every single day and paint that picture. I'm gone. Keep your head in the game. You know, one of the things we must come to understand that you are in control of what you focus on. I remember being a basketball player and I was the point guard on my team. And I remember we were just about coming down to the last quarter of the game and I was on the bench. And we were down by 3 or 4 points. And we were stressing about the clock running out and time was almost over. And I remember my coach looked at me and he said, if I put you in right now, can you keep your head in the game and do exactly as I ask of you? And I think about it and I said, yes, yes, excitement. And I went in and, you know, being the point guard, the three-point shooter, I did what he asked of me, which is to keep the ball on the outside as long as possible and go for the shot. Time was running out, and I went for the shot. I pulled the game back, hit three-pointers, and we won the game. At that stage, everybody was celebrating in excitement, but I knew exactly how I won that game. And how I won that game was because I decided to listen to what was asked of me and to focus on what was asked of me. And that was to keep my head in the game. And you have to make a decision that you will keep your head in the game. And keeping your head in the game is knowing that you can win. Knowing that this is your game to win. You have the ability and what it takes already. But there is something inside of you that you have to make a decision to keep your head in the game. It's easy to be distracted by the noise and the things that is happening around you. The applause or the shouting and the screaming during the game. But you must make a decision to keep your head in the game. Keep your head in the game, my friend. This is the only way you're going to win. Stay focused to the task and knowing that there's nothing that you cannot do. Believing that you will win and staying focused in the game you have already won.